Hey, it's Dr. Gurr, and today I just wanted to spend some time talking about something that I always assume everyone knew, but apparently isn't true, and that is that there are three major categories of psychological interventions, and I'm going to go over them today. The first one really is that psychoanalytic, non-directive approach that everyone sees in movies and TV, and that is the kind of therapy where the client really does all the talking, and they talk about their mothers and orally toilet training and anal fixations and ego and superego and all that kind of stuff. And that's really the outgrowth of that old psychoanalytic training and programming from Sigmund Freud. Some of the theories have, you know, some basis, but a lot of it really isn't scientifically proven. And so as a reaction to that, in the 50s, there was a behavioral movement, and that was when a bunch of psychologists changed and decided to take therapy from, you know, the theoretical standpoint to the scientific standpoint, and they reduced all behaviors into measurable items that could be either reinforced or non-reinforced. In other words, we reinforce it or we extinguish it. And they didn't really care, to tell you the truth, about whether you're toilet trained properly or you're mother was, you know, nurturing or not. Well, as a backlash to the behaviorists, lo and behold, the cognitive behavioralists were developed. And they came around in the 70s, and it was a scientifically based theory, but instead of just looking at behaviors, it looked at cognitions or thinking. And the theory was based upon the fact that it is not what people do to us that gets us into trouble. It is how we view the actions of others and how we interpret them, and then therefore how we respond to them. So the cognitive behaviorists decided to study behavior and break it down, keeping the stuff that's good and changing the stuff that was bad, but humanizing behaviorists or behaviors so that we could deal with people and real-life problems, taking into consideration people's feelings and thoughts, and also working with people to change non-productive behaviors. Now, I don't know if you can tell, but basically, I'm a cognitive behaviorist, and my approach is to change behaviors as efficiently and quickly as possible, not keep people in therapy for long periods of time, get them to the point where they're happy and satisfied, and send them out. And hope if things work, that's great. If not, they can return for, you know, some refresher sessions, or if life changes make them face other issues, then they can come back. But therapy for me and for my patients is not a lifetime process. It's a short-term, get them fixed and send them out there in the real world. Anyway, if you want to hear more about me or read more about me, you can go to my website at www.drsgurr.com. Bye-bye.